This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, Chico Soul covered developments in public health funding and local elections. This podcast also includes local arts and culture news from last week's episode. In health funding developments, Anna Ibarra of CalMatters reported that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it would end Center for Disease Control and Prevention grants in California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. Those cuts would result in the loss of $130 million for California in public health funding. The Grants Under Threat fund workforce and data modernization, as well as testing and treatment for diseases like HIV. California is suing the Trump administration in response in a joint lawsuit with the three other Democratic states, arguing the cuts are based on, quote, arbitrary political animus and would cause irreparable harm. According to the lawsuit, the grants pay for more than 400 jobs in California, including in areas lacking healthcare workers. The funding also supports updates to the state's electronic laboratory reporting system, urgent dental care for underserved children, and services for the LGBTQ+ community. Losing those dollars would cause layoffs and weaken the state's ability to prepare for public health emergencies. In local election news, Leslie Layton and Yucheng Tang of Chico Soul reported that Senator Mike McGuire participated in a town hall at the Southside Oroville Community Center on February 12th, giving District 1 residents the chance to voice their concerns. 70 people attended and spoke about Social Security, jobs with living wages, and affordable housing. This is Ife Saint speaking with Chico Soul.
And I'm 25 years old, and a big thing I see here is I don't see anyone my age here is aware of it. And main things that people my age are worried about is minimum wage actually going up, because we talk about it impossibly internally all the time. Mm-hmm. And we need the minimum wage to go up. We need job security. We don't want this area. I don't want to grow up here and realize it's a dead end and have to leave.
McGuire of Healdsburg is one of three Democratic candidates for California's first congressional district seat under the Proposition 50 map. The other Democrats running are Audrey Denny of Chico and Kyle Wilson of Santa Rosa. After district lines were redrawn, District 1 now has a Democratic voter majority. The new member of the House of Representatives will take office in early 2027. Whoever wins the November 3rd race will take the seat that was occupied by Representative Doug LaMalfa, the Richvale rice farmer who represented District 1 for 12 years. He passed away earlier this year. This is Pastor Robert Morton speaking with Chico Soul.
I think this is the first opportunity for representation to look different in this area. Mm-hmm. This gives this community an opportunity to have a progressive champion, bringing to this community economic development, bringing to this community more funds for education, focusing in on what we see as progressive points that I think will change the lifestyle of the normative resident in this region, that has shown in some sense a serious degrade over the past 20 years.
In local arts and culture news, Dave Waddell reported that an all-day literary festival will be held on February 28th at the Allies Pub in downtown Chico. The festival will be free and open to the public and will include inspire high school students reading original poetry, a showcase of short stories that encourages participation from first-time readers, a book signing, rather multiple book signings by local authors, including Danny Angiano talking about her co-authored book, Fire in Paradise, An American Tragedy. There will also be open mic poetry and poetry set to music. The Allies Lit Fest will take place on Saturday, February 28th, beginning at 11 a.m. The Allies Pub is located next to Stobel Coffee in the 400 block of Broadway Street. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, S-O-L, .org.